Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for your blessing to us. Thank you for a good moment that we can come to you and then can have fellowship, pray to you, and then hear your word. Thank you, Father. Open our heart, our mind, so we can focus in this beautiful moment to have good relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let us open Bible. This morning we read from Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5 to 8. Have this attitude in your service, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking a form of a bond servant, and being made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to point of death, even death on a cross. Brothers and sisters, we just celebrate Christmas. Of course, in these coming few days, around us in Hong Kong, especially in Tsim Sha Tsui, businessmen or someone will change Christmas decoration, become Chinese New Year celebration. I forget this year what kind of animal they will show up, because last few years, like dog, and then after that, horse, everything like that. So I always see after Christmas, go into Chinese New Year, and then suddenly Hong Kong people will change new decoration. So very quick to change Christmas to Chinese New Year. Of course, as a believer, although we celebrate Christmas every 25th of December every year, but the spirit of Christmas must always in our heart as a believer, because Jesus is in our heart. So the spirit of Jesus always lead us to live in this world. That's why before we forget about this morning, I want to talk about three spirit of Christmas that must be always in our life because we are son of God. First of all, when I read these three verses, I always see that the first spirit is spirit of humility. Paul tried to explain Jesus as a son of God, come as a man. And when he come as a man, there are three words to show his humility. Number one, no reputation. Brothers and sisters, everybody in this world always want to see and look for reputation. Even if I don't have reputation, if I take a picture or selfie with someone who has reputation, make me so proud. And then we post it on Facebook or post it on Instagram. It's look for around the world that people know that I can make a picture with someone who has reputation. I have one special picture a few years ago when Liu Qingying walked around at Causeway Bay. I shake hand with him, and then after that, I take a picture with him. That's 6 months before he was elected. After he elected, then I post on my Facebook, I have take a picture with Mr. CY Leong. Yeah, that's we always do like that. We are so proud. Now in Indonesia, in Jakarta, there is one Chinese Christian governor. His name called Ahok. Ahok means lucky one. He's so kind. he let everybody take picture with him. So many of Indonesian people so proud when get a picture with Ahok and then put on Facebook or Instagram. Although the one who take a picture with him, no reputation. As long I take a picture with one who has reputation, make me so proud. But brothers and sisters, when Jesus, Son of God, came as a human, the Bible told us, no reputation. No reputation. And the second one said, bond servant. Yeah, bond servant. And then the last one, likeness of man. No reputation, bond servant, likeness of man. These three kind of picture is a picture of marginal people. Marginal people. Usually, I take a walk from my house to the church. In early morning, I didn't see so many people dressed up. But what I saw in the morning is, I saw marginal people. The people who work in the market, the people who work on the street, cleaning everything. This kind of marginal people. Jesus make himself like a marginal people. Even lowest of death, when we see from the story of Luke, we can see how the first time when Jesus come as a human. Let's open Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped in him a cloth, and lay him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There are three sentences to explain how marginal Jesus was at that time. Number one, wrap him in cloth. Second, lay him in a manger. Number three, no room. Brothers and sisters, Luke is a physician, like a doctor. He know that a baby has weak immune in his body. That's why after a baby was born, must wrap by good cloth and then put on a small bed and then put it in the room. But Luke tell us Jesus only wrapped by a cloth. In the real language, this like a cloth that we using for make clean a table. Very simple. And then manger is a place to put a food for animal. And then no room, that's mean. When Mary and Joseph went back to Bethlehem, they don't get a room because all full book, maybe because many people, so no room for them. Just a simple one. So this is the way the writer want to tell us how Jesus humbled himself. He has everything, but he left everything. Come as a man because you and me. This is the first thing that we need to learn, the spirit of humility. The second one, the spirit of obedience. First of all, when I read this, I just say obedience means just follow God. But after I know the story of Jesus, then I think that obedience more than that. More than that. Let's open the story from Luke chapter 2, verse 49. And he said to them, why it is that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house? Okay. In this translation, the last word is, I had to be in my Father's house. But in other translation, I see that the last sentence is, I had to be in my Father's business. In my Father's business. That means Jesus obeyed to do only one business. That is his Father's business. He never did other business. He only do one business. His Father's business. So, after I know that obedience means to do Father's business, then I see what has Jesus done for the whole life. First of all, John chapter 2, John chapter 2, verse 4. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does that have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. We can see that when Mary asked Jesus to do something, to change water become wine, and Jesus said, woman, what you have to do with me? My time is not has come. That's mean Jesus didn't follow Mary's instruction. Jesus only follow Father's instruction. Jesus only follow Father's business. Jesus only did what Father has asked him to do. Brothers and sisters, this is the first one. The second one, if we see John 6:15. So Jesus, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone. Brothers and sisters, many people want to make him become a king because he just did a big miracle with 5 loaves and 2 bread. He can feed for 5,000 people. And then people, when saw this kind of miracle, oh, they're so happy. And they thought, if Jesus become a king, then we no need to do something. Bread come from him. That's why they want to make Jesus a king. But become a world king is not his Father's business. That's why he withdrew and pray. Brothers and sisters, today we are in business world. Do we do Father business in our business, or we just spend time to do our own business? This 2 months, I'm very, very busy. I'm busy because of my thesis. Every day when I have spent empty time, I just sit and read and then write, read and write, read and write. And then I always ask myself, hey, Slamet, what are you doing? Are you busy for your own business? If you're busy for your own business, then stop, don't do it. You must be busy for sake of God's business. That's why I always remind myself, after finish, what kind of God business will you do after you graduate your study? Same. We need to ask ourselves. Because one day we go back to God. God didn't ask you how many gold you have, how many stock you have, how many US dollar you have, how many house you have. God only asks you one thing. Do you do my business during you in the world? If you do not do my business, you are not faithful servants. God will say you are faithful servant when you finish God's business in your life. The third one, the spirit of sacrifice. Jesus hang on the cross not because his own sin. That's why when we do Bible study, we can see from the book of Matthew till the book of John, the court cannot prove that Jesus did a mistake. Jesus died on the cross because he said he is God that come as a man who offer his life for everybody. Offer his life. That means he sacrificed himself. Jesus' life is a precious life. Let's see from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, verse 19. But with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. His life is precious. Of course, his blood also precious. Now, this precious thing, he gave it to us so that we can get salvation. We are here. We can come to the presence of God because the blood of Christ. Because Jesus has sacrificed himself to us. Very, very beautiful. People exactly know who is Jesus after he hang on the cross. We open Luke chapter 22, verse 47. While he was still speaking, behold, a crowd came, and the one called Judas, Luke chapter 23, verse 47. Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he began praising God and saying, certainly this man was innocent. Praising God, this man was not innocent. Brothers and sisters, people know Jesus because of his sacrifice for us. Today, when we show Christ to Christmas, we always use electricity. This tree become beautiful because there is a electricity light. But let me tell you, only 2 weeks. And then next week, I believe after staff meeting, they will put everything on the box. And no more Christmas tree with electricity light. So how can people know about Jesus? Where people can see the beauty of Jesus? People can see the beauty of Jesus through our sacrifice as a believer. Brothers and sisters, these three kinds of spirit must live in our life as Son of God. Number one, spirit of humility. Number two, spirit of obedience. The third, spirit of sacrifice. Let us ask God to put this kind of spirit in our life. So Christmas Day can be passed away, but Christ's spirit always in our life. Amen. While we pray, we humble ourselves in front of God. We ask Jesus to put His Spirit in our life. Maybe we are not too humble, or maybe we are not doing God's business in our life. Or the last thing, maybe we are too selfish, so that we never sacrifice our life for others, but we use other life to support our life. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us to have this kind of spirit in our life. Yeah. As Son of God, as a believer, we need to have same spirit with You, Father. Yes. Put this spirit in our life, Father. Thank You, Father, to send Jesus, be a perfect example for us. You call us not only to believe, but You also want us to be the same like Jesus. That's why we humble ourselves, we ask for Your power, so that the Spirit of Jesus can live in our life. Using the same spirit, let us worship Him this morning.
Thank you.
brothers and sisters, let us spend our time this morning to offer our prayer, especially for our brothers, sisters, or their family who are in physical weakness. Yes. We put their name in our prayer. We put their name also, especially some of them, they are not believe Jesus Christ. We pray that God open their heart and then they can see Jesus. And then the last part, some brothers and sisters, they are looking for new job. We pray that, in this coming few days, next year will be a good day for them to get the new job. Let's pray for SPSG. We pray for Pastor Sam Kim and family who serve at Singapore. Also pray for SP Indonesia. Special request for Indonesia. Today there are a group of radical Muslims. They try to change Indonesia, become a Muslim country. They want to make Indonesia like Syria and Iraq. Once Indonesian chaos, the blood never stopped to sit for 10 years at least. Let's pray for Indonesia. Also pray for Seoul, for church plan. Pray for Yun San and Janice. We also pray for IP and Well Cascade. Pray for their ministry so that they have God anointing. Once they pray, they serve people, people can feel that God is in their hand. Also pray for education ministry, and then also pray for tonight. There are outreach, SP Light and Homie Outreach. We put this all activity in the hand of God. We pray that people who join outreach go and send by the power of God to share God's love for people whom they visit. Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, for beautiful fellowship this morning. We put our life in you and always doing your business, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.